Random sampler. Preserving food when a storm hits home. When power is out for a few hours or a few days, what can you do to keep cold storage items from spoiling? Here's what I've discovered after extensive research and consulting with my father, a retired professor of food science. Keep the refrigerator or freezer door shut to minimize the loss of cold air. The temperature needs to stay below 40 degrees Fahrenheit, 4 degrees Celsius. To check the temperature, keep a portable thermometer on the top shelf of each unit. Freezer temperature should maintain ice crystals. That means it should be at or below 5 degrees Fahrenheit, negative 15 degrees Celsius, to keep quality. Frozen meat that has partially thawed but still has ice crystals can be safely refrozen. Chest freezers keep foods frozen longer. If the refrigerator is unopened, the food inside should be safe for at least 4 hours. Most full freezers keep food frozen for 2 days if the doors remain closed. If the freezer is half full, however, you'll need to quickly group food together to preserve the cold. Still, it may stay frozen for only a day. If thawing does start, meat products that still have ice crystals when the freezer starts working again can be safely refrozen and eaten later. As a preventive measure, don't leave the freezer low on food. If it tends to be near empty, fill plastic gallon bottles with water and keep them frozen in the freezer. Put trays beneath frozen food in case it begins to thaw and leak. If you have to move items to other locations, trays will help you move food faster. Add bagged or block ice to the refrigerator or freezer if the power isn't restored quickly, or if a technician can't come immediately. If the power outage continues and the freezer's cooling ability is still affected, use camping coolers. Put the most valued items in the coolers and pack the top with bagged or large block ice. You'll need about 2 10-pound bags per day to chill a loaded 60-quart cooler. Remember to drain the coolers regularly as the ice melts, particularly if your food is not in waterproof containers, or start cooking the food. If you are worried about the quality of food once the refrigerator and freezer are working again, throw it away. Dealing with foodborne illness isn't worth the risk. Store a variety of shelf-stable foods. Many freezer foods, including meat, can also be canned and stored on your pantry shelf. Keep this information and other handy references in an emergency preparedness binder or folder. Marty Johnson, California, and John Hal Johnson, Utah, USA. Open for service. Do you want to give back to your community and find more purpose in your life? That was how I felt a few years ago after my husband passed away suddenly. Initially, I had preconceived ideas about how and where I wanted to volunteer. But those opportunities didn't materialize. I prayerfully considered other options and was blessed with 2 wonderful experiences. I eventually contacted the local high school. Soon, I was approached about helping a chemistry teacher who had multiple sclerosis. How could I, an English major, help with chemistry experiments and labs? I wasn't sure it could work, but I agreed to meet with him. During that same visit, the school principal, who was obviously delighted to have a volunteer, asked if I could also help a special education teacher. I soon agreed to both volunteer opportunities because I also have disabilities and know what it is like to try to lead a fulfilling life despite the setbacks and limitations. Through these opportunities, I gained tremendous insight. As I helped the teens in special education and helped the teachers, the Lord helped me through some trying times with my own young adult children. As I helped the chemistry teacher with tasks that sapped his energy, I felt so needed. Because of me, he could continue to do what he loves. His example inspired me to persevere in my own life despite my challenges. I testify that Heavenly Father knows the righteous desires of our hearts. Opportunities to serve open our heart to lessons of love. As we reach out to others, He will help us in ways that we can't imagine. Shelley L. Nelson, Minnesota, USA. Shopping with young children. Even when my 5 children were under the age of 6, we still managed to do shopping and household errands with everyone in tow. Through much trial and error, I have discovered ways that make shopping not only doable, but also enjoyable. Eliminate excessive shopping trips. Plan ahead. Before I go to the store, I quickly glance at my calendar and take note of upcoming events such as birthdays, school parties, or anything that might require a special purchase. I also keep lists of household needs on my refrigerator so I can get most of what I need, except groceries, during a monthly shopping trip. Not only do the lists help me to make fewer shopping trips, but they also help me to make fewer impulse purchases. Shop from a gift bin. When I see small toys or books on sale, I buy several and keep them in a storage bin. When my children are invited to birthday parties, we can shop for a gift in my bin rather than make a last-minute trip to the store. Give your children responsibility. Let them help. Out of necessity, a few years ago, I began to assign my then 6-year-old son the task of pushing a cart. He did well with his grown-up responsibility. My 5-year-old liked to cross items off the grocery list, while my 4-year-old helped to place items in the cart. Shopping in this manner keeps my children occupied and gives us a feeling of team accomplishment. Use positive reinforcement. Use stickers or other simple rewards. I started keeping stickers on hand so my children could choose one before we went into the store. If they misbehaved, I would remove their special sticker, but they could earn it back with good behavior. Have fun together. Play games. A simple game like I Spy can turn a tedious wait in the checkout line into fun family time. Recognize their limits. Shop when your children are most cooperative. For us, that's in the morning. Shopping with hungry or tired children guarantees a frustrating experience for everyone. While even the most careful planning won't prevent the occasional tantrum, shopping with young children can be manageable, even fun. Julie Awortkamp, Utah. Personalizing the Family Proclamation. While attending General Conference, my husband and I went through the Visitor's Center on Temple Square in Salt Lake City, Utah. One of the exhibits in particular caught my eye. There on the wall was the family, a proclamation to the world, illustrated with a few pictures. Being a photo-taking mother with 4 children and 14 grandchildren, I thought to myself, I have enough pictures to illustrate every line in the proclamation. When I returned home, I shared the idea with one of my daughters. From our vast supply of photos, we selected enough to make 31 digital scrapbook pages. The first page showed pictures of our family and the First Presidency. We illustrated the first sentence of the proclamation that says, in part, "The family is central to the Creator's plan for the eternal destiny of His children." Ensign, November 1995, page 102. We found an online company that printed and bound our pages in 12-by-12-inch books. We ordered multiple copies to give as Christmas gifts. We look at and share our albums with others frequently. Even friends of other faiths have wanted to make similar albums. We know it is important for those with traditional family values to see themselves as part of this inspired proclamation. Ann Kerr, California. Family Home Evening Helps. Cyber Family Home Evening. Weekly Family Home Evening, that was our goal. My wife and I prayed and read scriptures together each day, but we struggled to hold Family Home Evening on a regular basis. Since we don't have children, it seemed a little strange to do the same things we usually do together and call it Family Home Evening. Soon after we set our goal, I received a new job offer in a different state. The employer needed me right away, and I had to move into temporary housing for a month before my wife could join me. Among other challenges that came was the difficulty in keeping our family home evening goal. We wanted to keep our commitment, but I couldn't fly back home every Monday night. The solution turned out to be simple. We would use the internet. We took turns each week preparing a lesson. Often, we would use talks we found on LDS.org. On Monday nights, we would each say a prayer before connecting via an instant messaging program. We would then access the lesson material in our web browsers and read it together. We then discussed the material and shared personal insights, all through instant messages we typed to one another. After the lesson, we would pause to allow each other time to say a closing prayer. Then we would play chess, Chinese checkers, or some other game together over the internet. Our cyber family home evenings became a good way for us to remain closely connected while we lived in different states. Best of all, we were able to keep our Monday night commitment. Anthony Hart, USA. End of section, Random Sampler.